Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurboNews. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Saudia Academy launches new A320neo simulators training. Saudia Academy, a strategic business unit of Saudia Group, announced the launch of two new A320neo flight simulators provided by L3 Harris Technologies, LHX. This addition brings the Academy's total to 5 advanced simulators of this type. The launch ceremony, organized with the support of His Excellency ENGR Ibrahim Al Omar, the Director General of Saudia Group, was attended by distinguished guests, including executives from L3 Harris and Airbus. This event represents a significant enhancement of the Academy's capabilities and its dedication to delivering top-notch aviation training. It also signifies a crucial milestone in the Academy's expansion and solidifies its objectives of providing a comprehensive range of aviation training services to Saudi Arabia and the surrounding region. Captain Ismail S. Alkashi, CEO of Saudia Academy, said, "The launch of these A320neo simulators is a testament to our dedication to remain at the forefront of the aviation training technology. This strategic expansion reflects our commitment to meeting the dynamic needs of the regional market, particularly with the growing presence of the narrow-body A320neo. We are not just enhancing our capacity. We are actively contributing to the dynamic growth of aviation expertise in the kingdom and beyond." Alan Crawford, President, L3 Harris Commercial Aviation Solutions, said, "We are proud to provide two cutting-edge A320neo simulators to Saudia Academy, further building on the partnership between the two organizations. This is a great example of a strategic alliance between two industry leaders, and the collaboration demonstrates our commitment to Saudia Academy's growth plans and elevating the air transport and logistics sectors in the kingdom to new heights." Saudia Academy currently operates 4 facilities in Jeddah: flight training, safety training, in-flight service training, and technical training, which is set to relocate to the Imro village under Saudia Technic. Additionally, there are plans to establish a new flight training facility in Riyadh, a move that promises to strengthen the Academy's presence and influence within its vast network of aviation and non-aviation clients, regionally and globally. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.